before. Okay, I'd like to call to order the Monday, May 16th, 2016, regular board meeting of the McDonald Local Board of Education at 7:05. Roll call.
Mr. Hannon?
Here.
Mr. O'Connell?
Here.
Mrs. Harvey?
Here.
Mrs. Claes?
Here.
Mr. Saganich?
Here.
Five board members present.
Please stand for the Pledge of Allegiance.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Move on to item number four, approve the agenda for the regular meeting of May 16th, 2016.
So moved.
Motion by Mrs. Claes.
Second.
Second by Mr. Saganich. Discussion?
I thought we were removing something.
Before we, with the agenda, before we approve the agenda, we'd like to move executive session from where it is at number 6 to 15. We're going to table it when we get there. Any other discussion? Roll call.
Mrs. Claes?
Yes.
Mr. Saganich?
Yes.
Mrs. Harvey?
Yes.
Mr. O'Connell?
Yes.
Mr. Hannon?
Yes.
Five yes votes.
Move on to, our motion carried. Move on to item number 5, student and staff recognition.
Thank you, Mr. President. Number of things this evening is we wind the school year down. Tomorrow evening, the McDonald High School Spring Band Concert will be here in the auditorium at 7 p.m. I want to say thanks to Mr. Roop and his ecology classes for putting on another successful Positive Impact Day. I want to say personally, this is my first opportunity to see this event, and it was really impressive. And if you've not seen the stones at the corner of 6th and McDonald, they're really nice, and they're still working on the welding for the other piece to get in. There'll be more stones there, so it's probably a few more weeks, but it already looks really, I told Chris, if nothing else happens there, that's impressive. Congratulations to the art show winners. Haley Smith took third place, Megan Politano second, and Isabel Barris took first place. I want to thank staff members of the Trumbull County Courts for holding assemblies for students in grades 7 to 12 who covered internet safety, cyberbullying, and sexting. Senior day, senior class day, and breakfast will be May 20th. 8 a.m. breakfast, 9 a.m. class day. The senior class picnic will be held at Woodland Park on May 23rd. Underclass final exams will be May 24th to the 26th, and the 26th is the last day of school for students. Reminder that the class of 2016 commencement ceremony will be held at the high school auditorium Saturday morning, May 28th at 10 a.m. Finally, all of our varsity spring sports are still in the running for league or tournament action. We've done really well and had a lot of success this year in all of our sports. At Roosevelt, permission slips have been passed out, and teachers are assisting collecting them for students in grades 1 to 4. And this is... we're thanking the United Way, and so to be honest, this is for the summer program that the United Way is running or helping fund for this summer. We should have a number next month on how many students actually sign up for that. The Roosevelt Summer Reading Program has about 25% of all of our students signed up to participate, and the summer reading program is the kids will come every other Tuesday. They'll get a bag of books to take home and read, bring them back, and switch them off for another bag of books. So we keep them reading all through the summer. Title I is providing funding for the program, and special thanks to Mrs. Roop for her participation in helping to put that underway. It's actually, so far, we have 125 students signed up for that program. Kindergarten screenings were held over the last couple of weeks. It was a very, very big success. It's the first time we've conducted screenings in a long time, and I want to thank Mr. Vecchione and the kindergarten teachers, Mrs. Bundy, Mrs. Rogers, Mrs. Edwards, the nurse, Mrs. Augustine, speech pathologist, Ms. Benner, and Mrs. Cadle and Mrs. Brown, and Mrs. Crumpack. It was kind of neat watching these parents bring their little ones in, getting ready for kindergarten, and very, very helpful as the kindergarten teachers start planning for next year. During the month of January through April, we asked our teachers not to schedule field trips if possible. And the month of May, we do end up having a number of field trips. And the third grade is taking a trip to the Ward Beecher Planetarium. The safety patrol will be going to Fun and Stuff in Akron. The sixth grade will go to Extreme Air and Hometown Buffet. The second grade will attend the Akron Zoo. And the kindergarten carnival will take place at the park. As for the staff at Roosevelt, I want to congratulate Mrs. Natalie Shadle, the second grade teacher, for winning the Trumbull County A-plus Teacher Award. This is the second time that she's won this award, and this is suggested by students, and not, her teachers are nominated by students. And as she's been as she's been chosen twice, she enters the Tribune A-plus Teacher Award Hall of Fame. Mr. Crumpack, phys ed teacher, also has been selected for the Trumbull County A-plus Teacher Award. Over 1,400 letters were reviewed by the Trib, and they picked 20 winners from Trumbull County. And we're very blessed to have two teachers in that group. Finally, I want to thank PEGS this year for purchasing 10 iPads. They also provided $100 teacher grants. They are paying for the Safety Patrol field trip, the Junior Olympic Awards, and sixth grade promotion and field day t-shirts, and the sixth grade CPR certification. So that's a lot of stuff. Good end of the year, a lot of positive things going on, and we'll get ready now for next year.
I have a quick question. With the kindergarten screenings, is the enrollment on trend so far?
Yes. Emily, do we know how many we screened? I did not get that number yet. I know.
We had about 40 for open enrollment. We had about 15. And then I think, I don't know how many they accepted.
Something.
And then
40 some. Is it 47? Does that number sound?
Yeah, right.
High
40s? Yeah.
That's,
okay. Yeah. So I think that's average.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you.
Probably say you generate another 10 to 15 over the summer, just typical
yeah.
last minute. Yeah. Any other questions for Mr. Roston? Okay, we'll move on to item number 8, recognition of visitors, audience participation. Mr. Hart, TCTC board representative.
Thank you, Mr. President. I got a few things. Last month I talked to you about the SunGuard state software that the state's going to go to. I found out at our meeting last month that TCTC is going to be the main one for this area, and that they're going to pick it up and start using it in July. So we got about a month and a half or so. They're going to start running this software, and they're going to be one of the home sites because of Neoma. So I want to bring that up. Other thing here is I want to pass out a little success here thing you can look at. Check out different things that are going on around the country. I get this every month. The other thing I want to show you is that We have a McDonald student that did quite well in biological tech this year. It's called RAD. And these students here have to get 7 out of the 10 complete. I'll give you this in just a minute. But if you open it up, the 10 distinguished areas that they have to complete are in the back. They have to complete 7 of these to get this. And you can see our girl here was in the top 5 of all the senior class of the TCTC. And she's in biotech, technology. It's a very hard course up there. I know the instructor. He's very good at it. I just wanted to bring this to your attention about her. She's done a wonderful job. Now, she will be recognized at a breakfast tomorrow with the parents. And tomorrow night is their award ceremony that they pass out their certificate of completion. And these students here will be recognized at that assembly, which is a big thing up at Packard. I just wanted to bring that to your attention.
And just so, since no one else could see this, it's Lauren DeBell.
Oh, I'm sorry. Very nice job. Any questions or concerns? Yeah. The only thing I have is that next month, our TCTC meeting is moved back to the 30th of June. So I may not have a report for the board here, but I'll probably bring that up in the July meeting. The reason they move it back to the end of the month is that TCTC does not have a board meeting in July. They just don't have one. Okay. So they move it all the way back at the end of the month and take care of all their financial situations at the end of the month. So I may not have anything in June for you, but I probably will in July. Thank you. Yes.
Tom, I also saw on the news that TCTC came in first nationally for multimedia.
In multimedia, yes.
And this is the second
time they've done that nationally, yes. Very, very good class up there in multimedia. Very nice. I mean, nationals is really something. Quite a few contests. Okay, any other thing? Thank you for your time.
Thank you, Mr. Hart. Do we have any additional audience participation?
Questions?
Ms. Raza, we're good?
I actually have a quick question. I'm Amanda Sacco. I'm a chemist, and I found out that our chemistry students do not have books here. I was wondering why.
Well, I'll tell you, you're seeing a lot of districts get away from books. Part of it is, and I can speak from my experience for previous districts. I was in my previous district for 4 years and never bought a textbook. And a lot of that was because standards were changing. And then once standards change, then you have to have, then it takes a couple of years for books to be published that that match the standards. And that does not always happen, especially anymore. There's only a couple of textbook companies out there. Most of them are based in Texas. But we are using more and more technology, and you're seeing more districts go to online books, articles, and things.
Do we have that technology for the kids?
We do. We're working very hard to improve it. And I've actually try to get a better answer for next month and make sure I know everything about what we're doing there.
All right, thank you.
Am I allowed to ask something? Some of our teachers use something called an interactive notebook, where they take different material from all different textbooks and websites, and they kind of add that to a notebook, and then they go through that the whole year instead of using the textbook. So kind of going on what you were saying, using different types of resources.
Okay, thank you. Okay, we'll move on to item number 9, approval of board minutes from the special meeting, April 14th, 2016. Do I have a motion?
So moved.
Motion by Mrs. Klase.
Second.
Second by Mrs. Harvey. Discussion?
Yes, Mr. President. The items for executive session for that meeting. We've marked items A, 2, and 7, and we also needed to mark item D. It's an additional item that was discussed in executive session.
So it'd be A, 2, and 7, and then D as well?
Correct.
Okay. Any other discussion? Roll call.
Mrs. Claes?
Yes.
Mrs. Harvey?
Yes.
Mr. O'Connell?
Yes.
Mr. Hannan?
Yes.
Mr. Saganich?
Yes.
5 yes votes.
Motion carried. Move on to item number 10, approval of board minutes from the regular meeting, April 18th, 2016. Do I have a motion?
So moved.
Motion by Mrs. Harvey.
Second.
Second by Mrs. Claes. Discussion. This one where, okay. No discussion, roll call.
Mrs. Harvey?
Yes.
Mrs. Claes?
Yes.
Mr. Saganich?
Yes.
Mr. O'Connell?
Yes.
Mr. Hannan?
Yes.
5 yes votes.
Motion carried. Move on to item number 11, approval of the board minutes from the special meeting, April 22nd, 2016. Do I have a motion?
So moved.
Motion by Mrs. Harvey.
Second.
Second by Mrs. Claes. Discussion.
On the items for going to executive session, item E should be marked.
Any further discussion? Roll call.
Mrs. Harvey?
Yes.
Mrs. Claes?
Yes.
Mr. Saganich?
Yes.
Mr. O'Connell?
Yes.
Mr. Hannan?
Yes.
5 yes votes.
Motion carried. Item 12, old business. There being no old business to bring to the floor, we'll move on to 13, new business. Finance Committee, Mr. Hannan, chairperson?
Yes. The Finance Committee met on Tuesday, May 3rd at 8 o'clock in the morning. Mrs. Claes, Treasurer Johnson, Superintendent Russ, and I was present. The meeting was really to follow up on a lot of loose ends that we've been talking about the last 4 or 5 months. Talking about about $180,000 transfer orders from the General Fund to the CAP Act X Fund. That's on the agenda tonight. We'll get more discussion at that time, but we discussed that. We talked about an equipment and a structure replacement fund that we're going to earmark dollars today each year of our budget to solve the problems. If we ever have another financial problem, we'll be in a great position. That's also in the budget on the tonight. And we also talked a long time about our existing 10.75 mill levy that expires this year. Mrs. Claes and Superintendent Ross and I asked Treasurer Johnson to get all our options, and he'll give these in his treasury report later. We can discuss that at length because that's coming up, but we have to make a decision by August or July.
June and July need motions, right. Resolutions, and then it needs to be filed in early August.
So we got some input on that, and it'll be his input, and thank you in advance for what you've done for us. We're also waiting for an architect to give the board our options. I think we might have some this evening on our football stadium and our track facility, costs and et cetera. So you'll have that tonight?
Yes.
Okay. And lastly, I guess I'll say this. Mrs. Claes and I brought to Mr. Ross and Mr. Johnson's attention how unjust that our track and cross-country coaches are underpaid. They get 46% of the pay that a football and basketball coach gets. Their assistant football coaches and basketball coaches makes more than them. And not knocking any of their salaries. They deserve every penny. But the success and the time that they devote. I know this is a union situation, but we talked about it, so I'm bringing up the meeting. It's, to me, it's immoral that these young coaches that we have are the best in the state of Ohio. We have a track kid right now. Matias Tayala's got a shot at making the Olympics. These guys get up at 6 in the morning, 7, they run. Mr. Roop, they're up. These guys work. I don't know what it takes to get this done, and I'm not knocking on anybody else is getting paid, but clearly, we've got to look at this somehow, some way to get these people what they deserve. That's our opinion. Am I speaking correctly? So I'll leave it at that. And then then Mrs. Clay says she'd like to read something from us, from our meeting to Mrs. Clay, if you would.
Yes. I have a letter from Dave Yost, the Auditor of State, addressed to Treasurer Johnson. It says, "Dear Mr. Johnson, congratulations. Based upon your recently completed financial audit, it gives me great pleasure to inform you that the McDonald Local School District has received the Auditor of the State Award. Clean and accurate record keeping are the foundation for good government, and the taxpayers can take pride in your commitment to accountability. The Auditor of State Award is given to those entities that file timely financial reports in accordance with GAAP, as well as receive a clean audit report. The clean audit report means that your financial audit did not contain findings for recovery, material citations, material weaknesses, significant deficiencies, single audit findings, or any question cost. Enclosed is a certificate for your display. A template press release is also included that you may use to share the good news with your local area media. My office also sends a weekly press release announcing all Auditor of State Award recipients. Congratulations again on receiving the Auditor of State Award. My office looks forward to continuing to work with you to ensure clean, accountable, and efficient government for all Ohioans. Thank you very much."
I think we all feel the same way. We're very proud of you.
And the great staff, by the way. That's a big part of that.
The team effort. Right? So, all right, our meeting lasted about an hour and 20 minutes. We adjourned, and these are just the highlights that we touched. I know for 3 or 4 minutes we were there, about an hour and 20 minutes, discussing a lot of things in detail, and they will come up under resolutions. That's all I have. And Mrs. Thompson, what are you saying?
Good.
I'm sorry?
I don't know if you have anything to add.
No, I don't. You covered it. Thank you.
That's good.
Thank you very much. Move on to number one, then, the Treasurer's Financial Report, which includes the check register, financial summary, and bank reconciliation. Upon the recommendation of the District Treasurer, I call for a motion to approve the above financial reports for April 2016.
So moved.
Motion made by Mr. Hannon.
Second.
Second by Mrs. Clace. Discussion?
Yeah. Again, multiple reports. Voting on this as reported to us. I have no questions, but I'm pretty pleased.
Roll call.
Mr. Hannon?
Aye.
Mrs. Clace?
Yes.
Mrs. Harvey?
Yes.
Mr. O'Connell?
Yes.
Mr. Saganich?
Yes.
5 yes votes.
Motion carried. Move on to item number 2, five-year forecast. A resolution to approve the fiscal year 2016 five-year forecast as presented and amended by the Treasurer on May 16, 2016, which is Exhibit A. Upon the recommendation of the District Treasurer, I call for a motion to approve the above five-year forecast.
So moved, Mr. President.
Motion by Mr. Hannon.
Second.
Second by Mrs. Clace. Discussion.
Again, we do this in May and October. Obviously, we have a lot of things on the drawing board that could adjust or change this, but for right now, this shows us a snapshot where we are for the next 6 months, I assume.
Yes. Very good.
Yeah. And it's a very good snapshot, too, which is a credit to everything that's been done in the past. So, I mean, there's...
We are in great financial shape.
Yeah, so... Any other discussion? Roll call.
Mr. Hannon?
Aye.
Mrs. Clace?
Yes.
Mr. Saganich?
Yes.
Mrs. Harvey?
Yes.
Mr. O'Connell?
Yes.
5 yes votes.
Yeah. So just stop after I read the front. Okay. We'll move on to item number 3, Item number 3, fund balance procedures. A resolution to approve the attached fund balance procedures, see Exhibit B.
Mr. President, at this time, I'd like to move that we table this motion.
Second.
Motion made by Mr. Saganich. Second by Mr. Hannon.
And the reason for the motion is we, upon review of the fund balance procedures, we had a couple of additional pieces of information to get in there and some minor word changes, and we thought it'd make more sense just to table that rather than vote on it, approve it, and turn around in the next meeting and supersede what we had approved at this meeting. So that's the reason for the motion to table.
Any other discussion? Okay, roll call.
Mr. Saganich?
Yes.
Mr. Hannan?
Yes.
Mr. O'Connell?
Yes.
Mrs. Harvey?
Yes.
Mrs. Claes?
Yes.
Five yes votes.
So that'd be motion tabled. I carried it. It was okay. All right, motion tabled.
Well, wait, would it not be the motion to
carry,
table?
To table, carried. Carried. Yes. Item number four, new fund replacement fund. A resolution to establish a new fund to accumulate money for replacing aging facilities and equipment. Upon the recommendation of the district treasurer, I call for a motion to approve the above replacement fund.
So moved.
Second.
Motion made by Mr. Hannan, second by Mrs. Claes. Discussion.
We've talked about this in our work sessions. What we're doing is creating a fund to have a replacement fund. For example, our buses, technology, we have a roof situation coming in, maintenance, a miscellaneous fund is a fifth one, it's a sixth one. But the money designed again, so we know in 4 years from now, if we need a new bus, we're gonna have $80,000 put away. Our technology changes every day. If we have to have it in, if the things from the states, the money doesn't come in, there'll be dollars that make us go. So we'll never be caught short and have to have emergency levies. We should be in pretty good shape. And it can be changed, but this is just a step to, we're preparing for the future today. That's all.
Any other discussion? Roll call.
Mr. Hannan?
Yes.
Mrs. Claes?
Yes.
Mrs. Harvey?
Yes.
Mr. O'Connell?
Yes.
Mr. Saganich?
Yes.
Five yes votes.
Motion carried.